Ham is going to lead us through the observation deck, and it's brought to you by Generator Supercenter and Tylock Nasser Vision.
I don't know if you two gentlemen knew this, but this weekend was a holiday, a big one. America celebrated its 250th birthday.
Whoa?
Yeah, big whoa.
Flaccid 250, America 250, all on the same weekend.
I have an update on that, by the way.
Do you?
Flaccid 250 could not find a venue.
Oh,
oh yeah. Buddy.
Hate to hear. They sound like they had the rest of their ducks in a row.
Is it the wrong Four Seasons? Run into one of those
issues?
Yeah,
it was one of those again. But for our household, the Birminghams, wife lady person made some hot dogs, cooked up some pork and beans. More on that later.
A lot of hot dog in one meal.
Boy, yeah, you really went hot dog heavy.
Now, when I say pork and beans, the pork and beans, not actual pork. It's like beef. So beef
hot
and
dogs.
Beans.
What? Like beef hot dog?
You're blowing my mind right now. Pork and beans isn't made of pork.
Or at least ours. It's just like the ground beef. You ground it up
meat.
And throw it in beans.
So just chili?
It's not chili. Stop calling it chili.
It's not pork and beans. Well, that's way more egregious.
We just call it that. I don't know.
It sounds like it looks like chili.
Write this down. We need to. I don't want to bog down too much, but he's just describing chili as pork. And
yeah,
beans.
I'm gonna bring it up here tomorrow.
No,
I'm gonna make
okay.
You guys try it.
No, you can send us pictures.
No, I'll do it.
We believe you. We just don't know if we want to
do. I don't think
you do. Especially if you don't even know what mystery meat's in there. Well, tomorrow it's a sheep. Yeah, but we call it chicken.
Yeah, sheep mean. Did any of the crew venture out and take place in festivities? Also,
conjugate that sentence.
Did you say "and also" at the end?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I was waiting for more to come out of your mouth.
It's because I wrote down as an addendum. If anybody wants some pork and beans, I'll bring some.
You had to write that down.
What kind of English was that?
I don't
you
know.
Suck. You suck. We go so easy on you. You suck as our newsman. I can't take it anymore.
And also,
you don't even know
then he just starts looking at us like we're supposed to start talking. Like,
go on. Your turn.
Idiot.
Your step in this this ballet. Continue, guys.
But so is this where we start talking?
Yeah, give us something.
Done.
Did you guys go out on 4th of July?
And you asked the crew, so yeah. When you said the crew, I assumed you meant the other three
that
guys
takes
on
care
the show.
Of that. Let's move on.
Oh, God.
Not really, if that answers your question. I made a quick jaunt up to Mount Rushmore.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
I hung out up there for a little bit. And then headed back home.
I flew an F-15 over the Ranger game, so...
That was you?
That was how I celebrated, yeah.
And then they lost.
Oh.
Spoiler.
We won the pregame.
Well, he was doing it while they were batting, you know, scaring them.
Yeah, I shouldn't have buzzed the, the field like I did.
Yeah, buzzing them, yeah.
Yeah, Jock got real scared. We decided not to go out, but I checked in as much as I could to other 4th of July broadcasts around the country. CNN, and I didn't know they did this... They did a ball drop for July 4th. So like how they would for New Year's Eve, it was Andy Cohen from Bravo and all the Housewife fame.
New John Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Anderson Cooper, his running buddy, as they do on New Year's Eve, they did a ball drop for America's 250. And apparently they do it for the 4th. Maybe
balls.
They do. This is just special, the first time they've ever done it.
What building did they drop it off of?
I don't know, the same one they probably drop it off for.
So it's the same
New
thing?
Year's.
Just
yeah, it was the exact
event.
Same thing as they do for New Year's Eve. They just July 4th it up.
Weird.
It was really weird, yeah.
It was nothing. It was very uninspiring.
Now, if they had propped up the corpse of Dick Clark out there.
Now you got
in.
Something.
Back in.
Yeah.
Drop him.
Yeah, drop Dick Clark for July 4th.
I also swung by and caught a couple different channels' celebration festivities. Terry Crews hosted an NBC thing from New York. Ryan Seacrest was in Nashville. I try to stick around and watch Freedom 250, but they had a weather delay thing going on.
I was
going
to say, is there normally this much, or this many television specials, or is it because it was 250?
I think it's because it's 250.
Okay. I don't remember all these bits that they're doing on July 4th, outside of the hot dog eating contest.
Which, I didn't hear one thing about that. That's how I know that we've actually got real stuff going on. I saw nothing hot dog related.
More on that later.
Which, actually, if you know, they're eating frog legs, not hot dogs.
Yeah, when it says, there's no pork in those hot dogs.
Right. It's again, sheep meat. The only thing I think I heard about the hot dog contest yesterday, when I was listening to Lando and Zach Barnett fill in for us on Whip, was ticker man Cam LaFada talking about betting on the hot dog contest and Joey Chestnut coming up short of his over-under.
Man, him and DJ are such cretins.
Well, that's why he's got to bet on the hot dog contest, because we've been losing so much on soccer. You got to try to win it back somewhere else.
You're in a bad spot when you have to make up for losing your ass in soccer
with hot dog
with a big hot dog bet.
This is very Brendan Sorsby gambling.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
We need to have an intervention for you.
We had so much riding on Mexico last night.
I wonder why you're so quiet. I didn't realize that you had your mortgage on the game.
Well, I punched three holes through your wall.
No!
Sorry about that.
Dallas police.
Well, I threw your cat 30 feet across the room.
Is that why I retaliated with Monty's bag?
Yeah, probably so.
Dallas police said they responded to 8 shooting calls Saturday. 3 people were injured in one of the shootings around 10 p.m. They were shot by an unknown person who left the scene before officers arrived. 3 victims were taken to a local hospital in stable condition, according to police. In another shooting, we had a dispute over a woman at a large 4th of July gathering in Fort Worth. That ended in a double shooting, leaving one man dead, another one hospitalized, police said. Fort Worth police officers were dispatched to this shooting around 8:18 p.m. So, not even before midnight.
When you first said that they were dispatched to shootings, I thought people were calling in thinking there were shootings, even though it was fireworks or
real gun shootings with real American guns.
Because it didn't take long Friday night as I'm sitting there past midnight to start hearing
Friday night fireworks. Or Saturday night?
Friday night.
I swear I heard them Friday night as well.
Yeah,
for sure.
Going into July 4th, hearing people on my street already, because I have a track right across my street, and I think people go out there and light off their whatever.
I'm convinced there's somebody just lighting fireworks in the intersection near my house. It's very loud. Also, the windows are like 30 years old, so they're probably not soundproofed at all. Investigators learned that the two men at the gathering became involved over an argument over a woman. The altercation escalated when both men drew firearms and shot each other. One of the men died at the scene. The other one was taken to a hospital. His condition remains unknown.
I gotta quit letting these ladies get between you, man. That's why I stay away completely.
You abstain from a shooting. All women?
Right. I don't want to ever get into a shootout.
Well, you wouldn't get into a shootout, but you carry around with you, like, ninja stars or whatever.
Well, that's just
times.
For defense.
What are these guys doing with their guns for defense?
Well, somebody shot first.
I guess.
How hot would a woman have to be that you would just draw guns in the middle of a park?
If she showed interest in me?
All right, maybe I shouldn't use Monty as an example.
Yeah, don't.
Maybe
pick,
I should go to someone
don't
who's
start
married.
At zero. You get started at a better starting point.
You just start unloading.
I would just yeah.
Saw her first.
I drop an ICBM on the park to to win her affection.
I can't have her. No one can.
Oh, Monty napalmed half Richardson again to
try to impress some woman.
Impress that girl.
Police officers also responded to 369 calls for random gunfire on 4th of July.
That's what I thought you were referring to.
Yeah.
I figured when he said 7, I thought that's really low on 4th of July weekend that you'd only get 7 calls.
Nope, just regular shootings.
Yeah.
They said last week the Dallas police said in a news conference that they plan to increase patrols in areas that historically receive a lot of gunfire, random gunfire complaints during the holiday weekend.
I was going to say, though, if there was a time to pull that off, it would be on July 4th because some people might look past it.
Like commit just, a heist or something?
Or just if you need to do something that involves you pulling out your...
Discharging your weapon?
Your weapon.
Are you helping people try to commit murder now?
No, I'm just saying if you're going to, be smart about it.
That's just bad
it's
bit.
Not smart about it.
It doesn't matter what day it is. You shouldn't be randomly firing off your gun.
I'm not saying you shoot off into the air. I'm saying that's probably a day that criminals, who I am against, could pick as a potential day to get a couple people to forget about what they're doing because they hear the shots and think, oh, it's fireworks.
Maybe the flimsiest attempt at taking a stand I've ever heard that you're against criminals.
You've seen me try to get into my car every day. That's a tough way you've seen someone take a stand. I'm wobbling.
They responded to 369 calls on 4th of July during last year's 4th of July holiday period. So this would be July 1st through the 5th. They respond to 5,739 random gunfire calls. So, considerably lower.
They were all locked into Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen.
Yeah.
And weren't out shooting their guns.
They're dropping a ball? What the hell?
Nice.
All right.
Terry Crews.
How often do you hear something outside, let's say not July 4th weekend, and it sounds like a gunshot in the distance? Because I feel like I hear that fairly often. Once every couple weeks.
What neighborhood do you live in?
I think that's the fireworks from the ballpark.
But it's after 10 o'clock, usually. I mean, I don't know.
I don't feel like I hear what could be gunshots every couple of weeks.
Boy, I think I do. And I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Because you're saying people report it. I would never even think, unless
you
it
just
was
crawl under your bed.
I mean, if it sounded like it was super close, maybe, but I've never had it where it sounded within a mile.
Yeah, they're
but,
probably dead a few miles over.
I mean, what
There's
am
nothing
I,
you can yeah. do.
What am I going to do at that point? It's already happened.
Maybe it's like in a movie. It's just a car backfiring. That happens a lot.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Dive on your sandwich, friends.
Sick. Sick reference.
I can't wait to review the audio from this segment. That's the hardest I've laughed.
Same. Which, by the way...
Also,
if either of you guys want pork and beans, I'm bringing some tomorrow.
No, I'm not eating your mystery meat and beans.
Now that I know, it might be beef.
I don't know. We just bought something and threw it in there.
I mean, meat's meat.
No.
No.
There you have it.